The role of professionalism and image to a recruiting career. Aspen and snow skiing. Indianapolis and auto racing. Hollywood and movies. All of these combinations conjure up a strong identity and perception of successful winning combinations. Unfortunately, the concepts of sales and salespeople or military recruiting and recruiters don't always elicit such wonderful responses. For well over a decade, the Brooks Group has assisted literally thousands of organizations in hiring top salespeople. One of the factors we measure is the perception that sales candidates have of selling as a profession. Surprisingly, over 90% have a low view or appreciation of selling as a profession. And these are statistics from people who are currently selling or are seeking an opportunity to join the profession. Do you think the numbers would be that much different for military recruiters? What about the perceptions your leads, applicants, influencers, and the public at large have of military recruiters? You can bet that it's not always a positive thought. What has led to those perceptions? The answer is not a difficult one. Pushy, talkative recruiters. Poorly trained recruiters. Broken promises. Unprofessional behavior on the part of some recruiters. Non-service-oriented recruiters. You get the picture? Unfortunately, there are some recruiters who promise a lot and deliver little. And there are others who convince you to join, and after you're in, they forget about you and the promises they made on behalf of themselves and the Air National Guard. How can you avoid this trap? How can you prevent having others view you in the same light? Here are 5 tips. First, you must personally act out of a sense of integrity and honesty, always for the long term. Don't trade short-term gain for long-term pain. Second, you must firmly believe that you are always acting in your applicant's best interest, regardless of the outcome for you. As you work with every one of your leads and applicants, ask yourself, if this person were my son or daughter, how would I want them to be treated by their recruiter? Am I treating this lead or applicant the same way? Third, you must see recruiting duty as a profession that is far more than simply a job. Rather, it's a profession requiring total commitment and ongoing personal and professional development on your part. Fourth, you must have rock-solid belief in your offerings, the Air National Guard, and the people who support your recruiting efforts. Without an unwavering belief, you will never feel good about your efforts. Fifth and last, take responsibility for your own actions, but recognize that you cannot blame yourself for the actions of other less professional recruiters and the poor image they might project on the profession. A few more ideas. Don't tell friends and acquaintances you're a flesh peddler. Furthermore, don't use the word pitch to describe a sales interview. And don't refer to yourself as a closer. Instead, concentrate on being a professional recruiter. Give a presentation rather than a pitch. Finalize commitments rather than close your applicants. Think of yourself as a professional recruiter, not a closer. Now, let's take a look at some steps you can take to enhance your professionalism and give a far better impression of recruiting to even your most demanding leads, applicants, and influencers. Here they are. Always be prepared. Be ready with information, materials, aids, and all the tools you'll need to be professional. Strive to be trusted. Don't be an approval seeker who is seen as a patronizing glad-hander. Ask the right questions, ones that show you have done your homework. You really know the lead or applicant, and you are well prepared for the presentation. Present effective, relevant solutions that solve your applicant's biggest problems or help them achieve their greatest dreams. In other words, solutions that are on target and conceived to address real, substantive issues. Create value that supersedes the commitment your applicants make when they join the Air National Guard. Present a preponderance of the evidence that makes such a case for the Air National Guard opportunity so strong that a qualified applicant could never turn it down. Support and reinforce the sale. Meet all of your commitments. Promise a lot and deliver more. Constantly work to help your applicants and influencers understand and maximize the Air National Guard opportunity even better. A few others. Dress the part. Act the part. Be a 100% out-and-out, through-and-through professional, and you will overcome any negative stereotype or preconceived perception anyone will ever have of you, your motives, or your profession. Always remember that you are in the business of delivering benefits, solutions, results, and solving your applicant's long-term problems, like the recruiting badge you earned. That's quite an impressive set of credentials. Wear them both proudly, and they will serve you well.